Welcome to a Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. We dive into strange tales covered by Odyssey's radio newsrooms from coast to coast. I'm your Roundup host, Lauren Berry, and this week's episode is all about flying. First, we've got Brits coming across the pond to hang out at the honky-tonk in Texas and catch a World Cup game or two. And we've got a baby eagle recovering from a dangerous fall. Our first destination is the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It recently welcomed travelers from Croatia and England who touched down in the Lone Star State for the World Cup. It's also where Mike Rogers and Austin York of the Mid-Morning Mic Check from Odyssey Station KRLD 1080 in Dallas spoke to one of those Brits. Now, have you ever seen 10,000 British people walking around in cowboy hats? Yeah, me neither. Here's Mike Rogers, who's actually the host of our original Something Offbeat interview episodes, with one of these cowboy hat-wearing guests from the UK this Tuesday.
Happens to be a friend of mine, Joe Massino. Joe's with us on the KRLD. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing okay. Joe is...
Have you drank anything yet, Joe?
Not yet. We're on our way to a bar in Arlington. We've just got a view of the stadium from the Uber.
Oh, isn't it a glorious sight?
Yeah, it looks great.
Tell me, what bar are you going to?
It's called Texas Live, I think.
So we're very familiar with it.
We've heard of it.
It's quite big. Just remember that.
Joe and his family, you've been staying in Fort Worth, and yes, you're pulling, we can tell from the accent, you're going to be pulling hard for the English team.
Yes.
Also, so are you?
We've been staying in Fort Worth last night. There were tons of England fans going around with cowboy hats on. We went to the honky tonk. Everyone's having a great time.
How was that? What did you think of that?
It was good fun. It was really cool. And then they were gracious enough to put some England football songs on at the end, and we all sort of sung along the dance floor.
Wasn't there one about drinking beer, let me drink all the beer, or something like that?
Yeah, that one, and then the classic, it's coming home, Three Lions song.
Now, that's the thing. The British, the English team, you're also known as the Three Lions, right? That's because of the crest on the front of the jersey?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, and your family, you're following them across the country, right? Because their next two matches, I think, are Boston and New York City, right?
We are. So, we'll do Boston and New York, and then we'll follow them as long as they go through the tournament. So we've got tickets that go until they got knocked out or until they win.
Wow.
So we might be all over the place.
How are you showing your support? What are you wearing today?
We've all got England shirts on and cowboy hats to celebrate Texas.
Perfect. All right, now, how many strong are you going to bring in there? I'm hearing there's probably going to be more English fans in Croatia there at the stadium.
I would imagine so. I don't know. Dad, how many fans do you reckon there are England fans coming here today? At least 10,000, something like that.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you got quite a showing.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more than that. You enjoying your stay here in Texas? Yeah, and I know you hit the honky-tonk.
We've only been for one day so far, but we've been having an absolute ball. It's been great.
How about the food?
The Stampede and before. Yeah, I had a 32-ounce steak yesterday and one more.
There you go. You got to get that.
That's a two-pounder.
I saw some video of some English fans enjoying the Fort Worth Rodeo. How did you get any view of that? What did you think of that?
We might go later, I think. We went to the honky-tonk last night instead, but maybe the rodeo tonight.
Joe, do me a favor. Hand the phone over to your dad. I want to talk Gordon for a second.
All right. Well, I'll put him on. 1 second.
All right.
Yeah. This is the guy that's funding this operation.
Correct.
Hello.
Gordon, this is Mike Rogers. Good to hear your voice again.
Hey,
how
Mike.
Are you?
How are you? Yeah, good. Good, thanks.
We're doing great. Now, as I said, Joe, your son and my daughter are friends. They're actually co-workers in New Zealand.
Yes,
and
I remember. I know Maggie very well. So.
So we met 3 years ago, actually, at a Super Bowl party in New Zealand. I'll go ahead and say it. You were pulling for the Eagles.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we can't have that kind of talk around here.
We're not going to hold that against you. Tell me this. I remember that day. You drank me under the table. Are you getting a good start today?
Well, we're heading to this bar, so we'll have a couple of beers before the game.
Are any of our listeners fans of the Auburn University War Eagle? I have to admit that I just learned about it while watching TikToks about the World Cup game held at Auburn Stadium. I was a little surprised by this, but watching an eagle fly around a football stadium can really make an American girl like me feel patriotic. Eagles are, of course, an important national symbol for the U.S., and they're beloved here. When an eaglet, that's a baby eagle, was recently injured in Michigan when its nest collapsed, the North Sky Raptor Sanctuary in Interlaken stepped in to make sure it would be okay. Caitlin Bonnet of the Sanctuary joined Beth Fisher of Odyssey Station WWJ News Radio in Detroit to provide an update on how the eaglet, whose name is Snow, was doing this Tuesday.
And how is Snow doing?
Snow is progressing exactly how we would have hoped. So we're very excited to see him hit those milestones in his medical journey.
And what have his injuries been?
Yeah, so Snow came down when his nest collapsed, unfortunately. One of the supporting branches broke, and we were actually able to be notified by the property owner ahead of time and get a rescue team kind of assembled should the rest of the nest fall. So we were fortunate enough to be able to be on property within like 22 minutes to go and get Snow into care. He's been in our care for about 14 days. When we collected him, we did discover that he had a ulna fracture on one side, on one of his wings, and then a carpal fracture on the other. And the carpal fracture takes a little bit longer to heal because there's a lot more movement in that area. As you can imagine, at the end of the wings, they have finger bones and hand bones, just like us. And that's one of the ones that he fractured, and he is recovering great, so much so that at his recheck on Monday morning, the medical team took those pictures, and then we had a vet team take a peek at it, and they approved his bandage removal. So not only can he continue healing and he's hitting those markers, he actually is bandage-free as of right now, which is very exciting. All his splints and bandages have been removed.
And I know you were a little concerned about his breathing. How is that doing?
Yeah, so we did notice he had some labored breathing, and we noticed some cloudiness in part of one of his x-rays previously. We got him on a breathing treatment, and we have not been able, or we have not been able to duplicate that respiratory stress. So the breathing treatment and the medication to clean that up is doing its job, and we couldn't be happier.
And how's his attitude?
So With healing and with babies growing up, just like with people, they start to develop personalities and a little bit of attitude, especially when they're feeling better. And Snow is absolutely starting to develop those things. So even though he was still supposed to be in bandages over the weekend, he decided that he was not going to be in bandages over the weekend. And as soon as those bandages would get applied, you'd know later, come back for a second round of feeding, and he had removed them all. So he's perking up. He's starting to have some behaviorally appropriate and developmentally appropriate behaviors and exhibiting those, which, while it does make our jobs a little bit more difficult to keep him safe during this healing process, it is a really good sign for him developmentally. So we'll take those in stride.
And do you expect he'll be able to return to the area where his parents, Harry and Harriet, are?
That is a great question. We have teams of ecological professionals and wildlife professionals and veterinary professionals all working together to determine what his best case scenario is. And frankly, we don't know yet. So we want to make sure that we set Snow up for success, whatever that looks like. And while emotionally it would be amazing from a human perspective to get him back with his parents, that may not be the correct choice for him developmentally. So we're taking every day at a time, making sure that with all of the professionals' input, working together to find the best solution for him, just because I don't know and we don't know if by the time he's able to go back out, if his parents will recognize him again. So we have to play our cards the way that we're dealt. So we're working on his medical treatment right now and being very focused on that, but also keeping in mind and having those conversations about if he hits this milestone at this time, what that might look like. If, you know, it's a little bit longer, what, you know, those options are. So it's very fluid. And just like with human medicine, it's a whole lot of it depends. We are making contingency plans just to make sure that he gets the best possible opportunities when those circumstances arise.
And are you optimistic he'll be able to fly?
Our vet team is excited about his healing process. We do think that he'll be able to fly, but we don't know what that flight capacity will look like until he is in a conditioning area where he can demonstrate that. So, yes, we are extremely hopeful. All things point that direction.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. You can find all of these programs wherever you get your podcasts.